the air with brightened, beautiful music. This is KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
CBS News. A major debate appears to be shaping up over the Ford administration's Cuba policy. I'm Jerry Landay reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Democratic contender Fred Harris has become the first to make Cuba a campaign issue.
I understand from trusted sources that President Ford and Secretary of State Kissinger are making plans for a blockade of Cuba, an act of war, if Cuba continues to be involved in Africa. Now, however reprehensible Cuba's involvement in Africa may be, we certainly don't need to get into a war with Cuba.
Harris calling on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to hold urgent hearings on the president's intentions. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed that the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the National Security Council are reviewing contingency plans for possible military action. Both the president and Secretary Kissinger have warned Premier Castro against further Cuban intervention in Africa. The New York Times quotes several administration officials as suggesting the new tough line is related in part to primary politics. But another official told the Times the warnings to Havana are not just election rhetoric. The American Civil Liberties Union filed suit Thursday against the State and Justice Departments, the civil liberties group seeking a court order that would force the government to issue visas for five Cuban movie makers who've been invited to a Los Angeles film festival. The visas were originally denied as the U.S. was condemning Cuban military interference in Angola. More news after this.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if you could take a roast out of the freezer, put it in an oven, and have it defrost and cook, and call you when dinner's ready? Well, the revolutionary Amana Touchmatic Radar Range microwave oven can do that and more. That's right, Amana has made the greatest cooking discovery since fire even greater. Because the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range makes microwave cooking simple as 1, 2, 3. Now you can take food from the freezer to the table just by touching a few numbers on the control panel. So when you push start, the computer inside the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range takes over. It remembers and carries out your instructions with split-second accuracy. And when cooking's done, the timer even remembers and displays the correct time of day in lights. To really appreciate what the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range can do for you, you really have to see it in action. Plan now to stop by your Amana retailer this week just to see a demonstration of this fabulous way to cook. It's really something.
Despite his earlier criticism of Israel's occupation policies, the American chief delegate at the UN, William Scranton, has cast the United States' 14th veto in the Security Council in diplomatic defense of Israel. America's no vote amounted to technical defeat of a pro-Arab resolution that would have deplored Israeli policies toward Arabs in the occupied Arab territory of the West Bank and Jerusalem. But the United States stood alone, 14 other nations voting for the resolution. During the long debate, Israel's ambassador, Chaim Herzog, lashed out at Egypt's and Jordan's policies when they ruled parts of the occupied lands.
For 19 years, from 1949 to 1967, the West Bank and Gaza were ruled by two Arab countries. What happened to the inalienable rights of the Palestinian Arabs in those years? Why did they not do what they ask Israel to do today? Why did they not accord the degree of local administration to the Arabs in the West Bank and Gaza, which they enjoy today under Israel? For 19 years, you ruled the West Bank and Gaza. What did you do for them? The answer is nothing.
Herzog argued the proposed resolution represented an obstacle to the pursuit of peace in the area. The administration has formally notified the Congress of its plans to sell six military transport jets to Egypt. The proposed arms deal would be the first with Egypt in two decades. Congress will have 20 days to veto the sale if it wishes to do so. The administration has not foreclosed the possibility of additional arms sales to Egypt, but not for the remainder of this election year. Sources are quoted as predicting that the Teamsters rank and file at weekend meetings will probably vote down the latest contract offer by the trucking industry and then authorize a strike. Now this.
What's a Hart's Chew? Why, they're those good rawhide bones, chew sticks, and chew toys Hart's Mountain makes for dogs. Hart's Chews are just for chewing, and that's your dog's favorite pastime. They won't splinter like dangerous real bones, and they'll help keep your dog's teeth and gums in real fine shape. And talk about shape, Hart's Chews come in lots of shapes and sizes for any size dog. What's a Hart's Chew? Pure pleasure. Just ask the dog who chews one.
Get Hart's Chew. Hart's Chews from Hart.
Come along for a superstar weekend, the movies 1976. I'm Lee Jordan, your host for 30 special broadcasts about the world of Hollywood, the weekend of March 27th and 28th. You'll hear about the top films of the year from the people who wrote, produced, directed, and acted in them. Listen for your delightful, lovely weekend, the movies 1976. 30 special broadcasts, March 27th and 28th on the CBS Radio Network.
The Environmental Protection Agency has called on all manufacturers of pesticides using the compound Kipone to show cause within 45 days why the product should not be banned. Studies showed that Kipone can cause tumors in laboratory rats and mice. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, and the time is 10:06.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall, Chamberlain to this curious court of the mysterious and the macabre. There's a certain species of alleged human beings that delights in the practice of the practical joke. In ancient days, this was a rather hazardous pastime. It was said the immortal gods frowned on jokers because they considered the practical joke something that only they themselves had the right to play. In a way, they may have been correct, since it can be argued that the gift of life itself was the greatest practical joke the gods ever played on mankind.
Maybe you'll stop making fun of me now, in that knowing way of yours, your little patronizing airs.
When did I ever patronize you?
Oh, when I shop for antiques.
Well, dear, you're very naive in certain areas.
Am I? Well, how do you account for this letter? Here. Dear Mrs. Tatum, we understand you recently bought a platter at a flea market. It has been identified as a genuine Suranium heirloom. It is worth $50,000.
What are you saying?
And all I paid was $1.
Our mystery drama, The Transformation of Joe B., written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Hans Conried. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You know, I just thought of something.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, over 250,000 people have already bought 1976 Buicks.
Yeah?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah?
Well, if you got all those people together, they'd probably disagree on nearly everything. Religion, politics, sports. I mean, people disagree on all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet all those people, over 250,000 of them, agree on Buicks. I think that's really socially significant, don't you?
No. Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Total Fitness in 30 Minutes a Week, the big bestseller in hardcover, now the runaway bestseller in paperback. Total Fitness, a 30-minute-a-week program, will show you how to achieve good physical condition even if you haven't exercised once in the last 20 years. That's right. With Total Fitness, you'll get in shape and look it faster than you ever believed possible. Total Fitness in 30 Minutes a Week, the book that changed America's thinking about physical fitness. Now a pocketbook.
Dreams. We all seek to understand the many ways in which God reveals His Word. Throughout time, God has spoken to man in dreams. Jehovah said in the Old Testament, "Listen to my words. If a man be a prophet, I make myself known to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams." So, pay attention to your own dreams. They might well reveal flashes of the future, predictions and warnings of things to come. They may give you a glimpse of God's guidance to lead you back to the peace and security of His way. For your free booklet on dreams, write to the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021. That's the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021.
Let me have men about me that are fat, and such as sleep nights. Yon Cassius hath a lean and hungry look. Such men are dangerous. So, the fat men have become the good guys, and the skinny ones are the bad guys, just because William Shakespeare said so. But with all due respect to the immortal bard, where are the facts? Where is the body of evidence to prove that the fats are less treacherous than the leans? We're about to regale you with the tale of a jolly fat man named Joseph B. Jefferson.
Joseph B. Jefferson. No one knew him better than I did. And looking back on it, I see I didn't know him very well at all. Folks called him Joe B. He didn't sleep at night much either. How could he? He was forever thinking up little tricks to play on people. Little harmless tricks. Like he'd shake hands with you. In his palm, he'd have this thing concealed that'd scare you out of your wits. But he didn't mean no harm. And like he'd offer a fella a cigar. And when the fella'd light up, and the cigar'd explode. Well, it'd be such a comical look on that fella's face, you couldn't help but laugh. And although Joe B. was big, 6'3", weighed 300, he could move real quick and quiet. But he could just slither up unseen to a person, and in less than a minute, that person'd be hopping up and down like a Zuni Indian doing a rain dance. Joe B.'d slipped him a hot foot, you see. But Joe B. reserved his funniest jokes for Will Tatum. Will's a quiet sort. He's educated, been to college and all, but well, he really ain't smart. Don't have much ambition, satisfied to be a bookkeeper down to the mill. Still and all, Will did marry Martha Drake. The fact is, Martha did choose him over Joe B. It seems like Joe B. never could get over it. He's always visiting Will and Martha as if he just couldn't believe that they're married. Well, one Sunday morning...
Oh, hello, Joe B.
Well, how are things, Will?
Oh, fine, fine. Come on in.
Yeah. Martha around?
No, she's out shopping.
On a Sunday?
Well, you know Martha. She likes to look around for antiques.
Yeah, that's a foolishness. Hey, there's something new on that sideboard there. What's that in that bowl? Goldfish?
Oh, no, that's a little turtle.
Is that a fact? A turtle? Now, why'd anybody want a turtle?
Just for a pet.
Well, you want to have a pet, why not get a dog?
Well, you don't have to walk a turtle.
Is this here turtle have a name?
Oh, yeah. That's Tartarucus.
Tartar what?
Tartarucus. Means turtle in Greek.
Oh, I see. pure old tartar is okay, huh?
Well, he seems happy enough for a turtle.
Well, he don't look too well to me, Will.
He doesn't?
No, he appears a bit peaked. I'd say he's ailing. What do you feed him?
Little bits of chopped meat, bugs, whatever.
Well, he's just not thriving. You got yourself a sick turtle on your hands, Will.
Gee, is that how he looks to you?
Don't you worry now, Will. We'll pull him through.
Well, the next couple days, Joe B. was walking around town with that great big smile on his face. And if you knew Joe B., you knew a special stunt was brewing.
Hey, Will, look what I got for you. How's old Tartar?
Well, all right, I guess.
He appears a bit sluggish to me, but I got something here to pep him up. I phoned a professor at the state college. He said they were working on a specialized turtle diet.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. A diet that'll make a turtle grow strong, healthy, and bigger. And he sent me some in this here package.
A special diet?
Yeah, so why not try it out on old Tartar?
Oh, I'm not sure he needs it.
No, Will, this comes direct from state college. Could it be bad?
Well, no.
Well, then give it a try. What do you got to lose? I'll see you around, Will. Give my best to Martha now.
Yeah, I'll do that, Joby.
So long, Will.
I wonder what the ingredients of this diet could be. Probably highly concentrated protein.
Will, now wait.
Martha. I didn't know you were home.
Now, you hold it. Don't you feed any of that stuff to Tartarucus.
But Joe B. said...
I know what Joe B. said. I heard every word.
But if you were home all this time, why didn't you come in here and say hello to him?
Because I cannot stand the sight of Mr. Joseph B. Jefferson. And don't feed that junk to the turtle.
Why?
It's a trick.
Oh, what kind of trick?
If Joseph B. Jefferson's involved, there has to be a trick.
But what kind of a trick could anyone possibly play on a turtle?
Well, it just goes to show how no one should ever underestimate Joe B. Well, it wasn't more than about 2 weeks later.
Martha?
Yes, dear?
You look, come here.
Hmm?
Is it my imagination, or is Tartarucus actually growing?
Well,
You know, I'm sure of it. That turtle is actually getting bigger.
He does seem larger.
Sure, he couldn't have been more than 2 inches in diameter when we bought him, and now look at him, he's at least three.
Uh-huh.
It's that diet. The diet Joe B. got for me from the state college. Look what it's been doing for Tartarucus.
Well, I'm afraid.
He's growing bigger every day. What in the world could possibly be wrong?
Well, I'll tell you, that turtle seemed to grow about an inch every week. And poor Will started telling everybody about the sensational diet Joe B'd got for him. How it was performing miracles for his turtle. But folks here all wised up. The minute Joe B's name was even mentioned, they knew there was a trick in it. And everybody caught on what it was, even Martha. One morning, she come in to see me.
Lester, you tell Mr. Jefferson to cut it out.
Cut what out, Martha?
Now, don't you look so innocent. You know what he's doing. He's got a bunch of turtles of different sizes, and he's switching them on poor Will.
Well, that ain't against the law, Martha.
I'll tell you what is against the law, Lester. And as deputy sheriff, you want to be aware of it.
Now, Martha...
Sneaking into our house while Will's at the plant and I'm teaching school, now that's trespassing.
Now, Martha, you can't prove.
Why is everybody in this town so terrified of Joseph B. Jefferson?
You want to swear out a warrant for his arrest? You got to have evidence. Now, look, Martha, why don't you tell Will what Joe B's up to, and then it'll be all over.
I can't do that, Lester.
Why can't you?
Because I'm Will's wife.
I should think that that was just because you're Will's wife.
Look, everybody in town's laughing at him, Lester, and if I tell him, it means I'm in on the joke, too, that I was smart enough to see something he couldn't. No, as far as Will's concerned, I can't know anything about all this, Lester.
Well, I don't know what I can do, Martha.
Well, you tell Joe B. this, for me. Tell him the very next time he sneaks into the house to switch those turtles, I might just be waiting there with a 12-gauge.
Now, Martha, there's no need to get...
Now, I might just be a scared and nervous lady alone in the house, frightened by what I think is a prowler. I could be so frightened out of my wits, I might just shoot first.
Now, Martha, you're only looking for trouble.
Now, just think, if I kill him by mistake, the joke finally would be on him, wouldn't it?
Well, I told Joe B. what you said. But I seen right off it was a mistake, because now a new element had been added. Danger. And now there was a light in his eye. His face become flushed. And now I became scared.
You call it off? Why, Lester, I just begun.
Now, look, Joby, how much larger can a turtle get?
Well, you ain't gonna get any larger, you see. This particular stunt is a double reverse. Yes, sir. The first double reverse of my career. That old turtle is gonna get smaller.
Smaller? How can he get smaller?
The exact way he got bigger. With a little help from his friends. Will?
Oh, come on in, Joby.
Oh, Martha around?
Oh, no, she's out shopping.
For antiques, huh?
No, groceries.
Will, I'm afraid I don't have good news. Matter of fact, it could be pretty bad news for old Tartar.
Why, what's wrong?
Well, you know that professor over the college? He called me on the phone. He said not to feed any more of that stuff to old Tartar.
Joby, I don't understand. Tartarukas seems to be thriving.
Well, he is, and he ain't. You see, the professor said they just made an amazing discovery about that diet. It seems that after a while, the turtle, instead of growing bigger, starts getting smaller.
Smaller?
Yeah. He starts growing smaller and smaller until one day, well, there just ain't nothing left of him at all. He just disappears.
And that's exactly what began to happen. It appeared to poor Will Tatum that his turtle was growing smaller and smaller in front of his eyes. Everybody in town thought it was the most comical thing. But what everybody didn't know was the game Martha was playing with Joe B. She was waiting for him with that double-barreled shotgun. But she couldn't be in the house 24 hours a day, and so far, Joe B. was lucky. But I didn't want to have a murder on my hands. And since I couldn't talk sense to Martha or to Joe B., I figured my only hope was Will himself.
Oh, come on in, Lester.
Oh, thank you, Will. How's old Tartar?
Well, he's getting smaller and smaller.
Will, what kind of game are you playing? Why do you let Joe B. make a fool out of you? You know what he's been doing with them turtles. Well, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
So why do you let him get away with it?
Look, Lester, I have to. I have to let him get away with it.
You realize everybody in town thinks that you're a sap?
Well, Lester, they'd think so anyhow.
That's no answer.
Well, maybe there isn't any answer.
There's gotta be. Why do you allow Joe B. Jefferson to make you the town fool? That's what he's doing, you know.
Yes, I know.
And why do you stand for it?
Would you rather I killed him?
Now then, it seems that more than one member of a certain family might want to kill Mr. Joseph B. Jefferson. Martha, we can understand, but mild-mannered, easygoing Will? Why does he feel he has to take abuse? Well, now, think of people you know who seem to keep asking for punishment. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
How you apply paint is just as important as what paint you use. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest your nearby True Value Hardware store for help with both. The what is their True Test paint. And the how? True Test Orel paint brushes and the True Test five-piece roller painting set. True Test paint brushes have Orel polyester bristles that won't droop, even in latex paints. They outwear ordinary bristles by 3 to 1, and they come in many sizes and shapes. Choose flat-edge brushes for painting large areas or angular chisel-edge brushes for trimming jobs. And True Value Hardware stores have the True Test five-piece roller painting set. That includes a 9-inch roller frame, 2 roller covers, an extension pole, and a ribbed metal tray. These True Test painting supplies are ideal companions to True Test paints. And they're just some of the many values you'll find at the participating True Value Hardware store near your home. And you can charge it on Master Charge at many stores.
Who's gonna help a child to walk? The make someone's dreams come true. Who's gonna help someone to talk? Easter seals and you. We'll be working all year round. Someone to count on too. And who will never let them down? Easter seals and you.
Easter seals helps crippled children and adults push back the limitations of their handicaps. Helps them to enjoy the good life. Miracles still happen, and you make them.
Easter seals and you.
Give to Easter seals.
Easter seals and you.
Give to Easter seals.
Easter seals.
For crippled children and adults.
Easter seals.
It has been written, tell one joke and you make 10 enemies. But that's only if you tell a joke. The figures really expand when you perform a joke. Joseph B. Jefferson, or Joe B., as he is unaffectionately called, is playing a joke on Will Tatum, and Will knows it.
I can't understand what you're saying, Will. Why would you have to kill Joe B.?
In self-defense?
Oh, you really lost me, Will. Joe B. ain't threatening your life.
Oh, but he is.
How?
Lester, why does he play practical jokes?
Why? Because he's full of fun.
He's filled with hate.
Oh, now, Will.
It's how he expresses his hostility. Each joke is intended to bring pain and embarrassment to another human being.
Oh, now, Will.
He hates people.
Oh, that's going a bit far.
You know I'm right, Lester. It's his way of wounding, even killing people. And we have to let him do it. You know why? Because if we stopped him, he'd have to do it in earnest.
Oh, now you lost
me. Oh, no, you understand me. You just don't want to accept it, but you understand it. He hates me. First of all, because I married Martha.
Oh, now, he never did have much of a chance with Martha.
But he thinks he did. Second, I'm different. I read books. I have crazy ideas.
Will, aren't you making too much of this?
He has to have this outlet for his hatred, you see? Now, suppose I'd nip this whole turtle thing in the bud. Suppose I called the turn every time he pulled one of his jokes. I would eventually force him, provoke him, into physical violence. And then it would become a matter of kill or be killed.
Oh, I wish it was something I could do.
It keeps on building inside him. The urge to hurt people becomes stronger, and he has to satisfy it by becoming more and more complicated and expensive in his jokes. Well, he must have gone out and bought 15, maybe 20 turtles.
All them little turtles look alike.
Not exactly alike, Lester. Not like these. I tell you, a jeweler couldn't match pearls in a lady's necklace more carefully. And the sizes. Oh, that has to be subtle planning. It's perfect. He's an artist. But his mind, Lester, it's twisted. The time, the trouble, and now the very real risk he has to undergo.
Well, I still say you have to stop it. He's making you look like a dummy.
On the other hand, it's also known as turning the other cheek, isn't it? Excuse me, Lester.
Well, hi there, Will. I just thought I'd drop in to see how old Tartar's getting on.
Not too good, Joe B.
Well, hello there, Lester. Anybody being placed under arrest around here?
Well, there's somebody that ought to be.
Hey, now look at old Tartar. He did get just a mite smaller, don't you think, Will? Oh, poor old fellow.
Will, look at this. Look what I bought. Oh, I didn't know we had company.
Well, good evening, Martha.
Yeah, I was just going.
What is that ugly old plate you got there, Martha? Is it one of them antiques you keep running after?
Well, it's obviously a very old platter. The man said it was from somewhere in Central Europe around the 12th century. It doesn't matter. I only paid $1 for it.
A dollar for a beat-up tin thing like that?
It's bronze. And you can see the designs on it. It looks like a coat of arms.
Say, Martha, you may have stumbled across a real find.
It must have been 2 days later when it all began, early in the morning, before Martha and Will had to leave for work. Joe B. came to call.
Martha, Will, I want you to listen to me and not interrupt till I've said my piece. I had a dream last night.
Would you like a cup of coffee, Joe B.?
I seen an angel. An angel dressed in white and holding a sword. The hilt was gold and the blade was made of fire. And this angel said to me in a voice as sweet as honey, but at the same time edged with steel, Joseph B. Jefferson, you change your ways here. You stop playing impractical jokes on people, or you will roast an everlasting flame of hell. Will, Martha, can you ever forgive me?
Forgive you?
Now, what is this all about, Joe B.?
Forgive me for the stunt I pulled on you with that turtle. I've been switching 15 of them back and forth. Forgive me for all the pain and embarrassment I've ever caused you.
Oh, Joe B.
Now, starting today, I'm beginning a new life. I want to be your friend. I mean, a real friend. And I want you to be mine.
Oh, Joe B., I can hardly believe what I'm hearing.
I can hardly believe what I'm saying, Martha, but well, something come over me, a kind of a transformation.
Oh, Joe B., Will and I, we would truly value your friendship.
For the next week, all you could hear around town was the transformation of Joe B. Folks could hardly believe it, but there was Joe B., smiling, gentle, kindly, a new Joe B., a fellow could just not do enough for you. I said to myself that this is a practical joke of Joe B.'s. Sure, it's the biggest one of them all. But what could he gain by it? Well, one morning he was having breakfast with Martha and Will when Joe Purley, the letter carrier, knocked on the door. Morning, Miss Tatum.
Oh, what can I do for you, Mr. Purley?
I got a letter here. I think maybe it's too important to leave in the box. Never did handle such a letter in all my entire life. That's a handsome envelope, ain't it? It's made out of parchment, and your name and address is engraved. You see, there's this... Well, it looks like some royal coat of arms right here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Purley. If it turns out there's anything in this envelope that concerns you, I'll send for you immediately. Good morning.
Morning.
Will.
Yes, Martha?
Will, what do you make of this?
Hey, that's something. We'll open it.
Well, it's almost a pity to tear this envelope. What could it be?
Oh, what does it say?
Let me see. Here, Dear Mrs. Tatum, an heirloom of purely sentimental value, which has been in our family for some generations, disappeared some time ago. I have traced it to the United States and, by a fortunate stroke, to you. I am interested in buying it, and I offer you $500. I am staying at the Excelsior Hotel in Chicago. The plate has no intrinsic value, and $500 is an extremely generous offer. May I hear from you? Signed, Maximilian Maruka, Grand Duke. Oh, Will, what do you think?
Gee, well, what a stroke of luck.
And it only cost me a dollar.
Hey, let's send this guy a letter immediately.
Well,
what, Joe B.?
Well, it's your platter, your decision. But why should this fellow offer you $500 for that junky platter?
Well, obviously, it's a family heirloom.
Obviously? Why? Because he says so? Well, why $500? Why not $50? Why not $1,000? Who is he, anyhow?
It says here, Prince Maximilian Maruka, the royal house of Serenia.
Serenia? Well, now, where is Serenia? I never heard of it.
Well, still, a man wants to offer us $500. Now, that's a return of $499 on my investment. Are you saying not to take it?
All I'm saying, Martha, is sleep on it.
Well, Martha and Will, they couldn't sleep on it. They was too excited. $500 was like a fortune.
Well, you sleep on it?
Yes.
Yeah, and we decided to take the man's offer.
Well, if that's what you decided.
I'll write this fellow, Prince Maximilian, in the Excelsior Hotel in Chicago.
No, you can do better than that, honey. You can call him up.
Oh, that's right. Oh, hello? I want to place a long-distance call to the Excelsior Hotel in Chicago to a Prince Maximilian Maruka. Right. Well, just think all the things we could do with that $500. Oh, my goodness, she's ringing the hotel now. And the clerk is answering. Oh, see who that is, Will.
Yeah, sure, I will.
Oh, my goodness. The clerk is ringing the prince's room right now.
Good morning, folks. Got another important-looking letter. One of them real classy parchment envelopes.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Furley.
Oh, it must be another letter from the prince. Open it, dear. See what he says. It's answered. The phone is answered. Hello? Oh, my goodness, it's the prince.
Oh, Martha.
Yes, Your Highness. I'm Mrs. Tatum.
Martha.
I got your letter. Yes, sir, Ed. Your offer is acceptable.
No, Martha, this is a letter from the Grand Duke Tycroft who offers you $1,000 for the platter.
What?
$1,000.
Oh, Prince, Your Highness, I'll call you back. What does that letter say?
Well, it says, Dear Mrs. Tatum, we are tracing a valuable relic of our country's past. We have reason to believe you may have bought it at a flea market. Enclosed is a picture. If it is the same platter, I will offer you $1,000 for it. Sincerely, the Grand Duke Vasil Tycross Hotel, Imperial, New York City.
Oh, Will, you realize what this means? It means we can get $1,000 for it.
Only, Martha, you already agreed to sell it for $500 to the prince.
I agreed to no such thing.
He accepted his offer.
If you'll excuse me, Will, Martha didn't exactly accept. You know, she said his offer was acceptable. That's merely a statement of fact, not intent.
Ethically, she accepted his offer.
But we can get twice as much from this new person.
Martha, a promise is a promise.
But it's $1,000 against $500.
Money isn't everything.
You talk as if it's nothing at all. Sometimes, Will Tatum, it might be well for you to get your head out of the clouds.
Oh, Martha, Will, you two shouldn't quarrel over money.
But they did quarrel. They quarreled long and loud. And you should remember, they were both folks who never quarreled at all. And the letters came from Chicago, from New York, from the prince, from the Grand Duke.
Dear Mrs. Tatum, if my original offer is insufficient, I will raise it to $1,500. It is of the utmost importance that my family recover this precious heirloom. I offer you $2,000. $5,000, signed Prince Maruka. $10,000. Grand Duke Tycroft. And you, Will, you wanted to sell this platter for $500. Now when I get this $50,000...
$50,000? You've only been offered $10,000.
These two men need that plate. I tell you, the bidding will reach $50,000. More.
I've never seen you like this, Martha.
Oh, I'm glad I listened to Joe B. There's a man with brains.
All right, now stop right there and now. It's a stunt.
What? How? How could it be a stunt?
Well, you said the magic word, Joe B.
I don't understand.
Ah, Joe B's been trying to tear me down in your eyes ever since we've been married. You know it. The direct attack doesn't work, so he switches tactics.
What kind of tactics?
Well, it's working, isn't it? We're quarreling with each other. This house has become unpleasant, uncomfortable.
Will, I still
Honey,
don't...
it's the old catch flies with honey routine. Now, that platter you picked up at some flea market gave him an inspiration. So he's been writing you these phony letters.
Phony?
Of course they're phony. They have to be phony.
But, Will, I've spoken to both the prince and the Grand Duke in Chicago and New York.
Now, phony. He hired actors.
But, Will, he...
Martha, I can prove it. Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
When in doubt, quote Shakespeare, reputation is an idle and most false imposition, oft got without merit and lost without deserving. Or the Bible, can the leopard change its spots? The point is, has Joe B. undergone a sincere conversion, or is the wolf only disguised in sheep's clothing? Act 3 shall complete the tale.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and postnasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
If you went into a Buick dealer's between now and April 30th, do you know what would happen? Well, if you ordered one of four cars with a list of specially selected options, you'd get a vinyl top at no extra charge. Like that Skylark over in the corner? Order one with sport mirrors, a rally tilt steering wheel, body side stripes, and vinyl buckets, and Buick pops for the top. To find out about other cars, talk to your Buick dealer. He knows all that stuff.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Here's Mother Teresa of Calcutta, whose sisters work with the sick, the dying, and the destitute of the world.
In India, we are taking care of nearly 46,000 lepers. We are now in 54 cities in India. We go to the people. All our work is going to the people.
Mother Teresa's sisters take care of the crippled and the unwanted. They have feeding centers and more, much of it due to the generosity of the American people.
I'm happy to have this opportunity to personally thank the people of the United States because we have been able to feed so many, to take care of so many. For us, Catholic Relief Service, the people of United States have been the divine providence.
Catholic Relief Services continues to assist Mother Teresa and her workers. Support CRS along with the U.S. Catholic Conference Office of Migration and Refugees, as well as other distinguished works of the American bishops through the American Catholic Overseas Aid Appeal.
Everyone dreams of finding a Rembrandt in some old dusty attic, or stumbling on that rare, forgotten first edition, or that priceless coin or stamp. And Martha Tatum dreamed that dream, too. Now it would seem her dream has come true. But there is a small cloud, no larger than a man's hand, looming on the horizon. And that cloud's name is Joe B.
How can you prove all this is just another one of Joe B's stunts?
I'll prove it.
Look, would he hire a man to live at the Excelsior Hotel in Chicago and another to stay at the Imperial in New York? Well, they've been there 2 weeks, and those places cost a fortune.
Oh, Martha, money is no object to Joe B. He's willing to spend it.
But to invest so much money, effort, time, he'd have to be crazy.
He is crazy. Dangerously crazy.
But where's your proof?
It's in the public library.
The public library?
Yeah, come on along. Now this is the Almanac de Gotha. It's got a listing of all the royal and noble families of Europe. Now, Joe B. wouldn't know about a thing like this, you see. So let's turn to Sarania and just see if...
We'll look. Right here, at the bottom of the page.
The House of Maruka, first Prince Maximilian.
There is a Prince Maruka, a real prince. Now, turn to the T's.
Yeah, but Martha, how...
Here, the House of Tycroft, hereditary grand dukes, perpetually at war with the House of Maruka.
Gee, Martha,
That's why they're bidding against each other for the platter. It must have some sort of political significance.
Okay, all right. He's smarter than I gave him credit for.
Will!
He knew I'd check up on him.
Oh, Will, you're becoming neurotic on the subject.
Now, wait a minute. The Almanac de Gotha. You usually don't find that in small town libraries. What's it doing here?
But you're the one who said let's go...
I can prove something. Just let me talk to Letty, the librarian. Letty?
Good morning, Will.
Letty, the Almanac de Gotha... How does it happen that you've got it?
It came as a gift.
Oh, a gift, huh?
Oh, we get lots of books as gifts.
And when did it come?
A few weeks ago.
Well, who sent it?
It was anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, that figures. see, Martha, it all falls into place. He got the almanac to Gotha and found the family names he wanted. And then he sent the almanac here to the library in case I became suspicious.
Will, are you sure you're all right?
And now the story's all over town.
But you're being unreasonable.
The bidding will go up, up, up to 100,000, and then the whole thing will collapse and be exposed for the practical joke that it is. The biggest practical joke Joe B. ever pulled.
Oh, Will, leave Joe B. out of this. He's reformed. He has nothing to do with it.
No.
Well, you always wanted to believe good of everyone.
Everyone except Joe B. I can prove he's at the bottom of it.
You haven't been able to prove anything yet.
Well, Will was right. The whole town was talking, gossiping and speculating. And people just couldn't get over Martha Tatum's good luck. But things were going from bad to worse between Will and Martha.
Hello? Who? Oh, yeah, she is. Martha.
Thank you. Hello? Oh, yes, Paul. Surely. Now, I wanted the sofa in blue. And how about lime for the drapes? Lime, yes. Well, we can talk about it tomorrow. Bye now.
What can we talk about tomorrow, Martha? And who is Paul?
Oh, he's a new interior decorator in town, and he's designing our new home.
What new home?
The one we're going to buy.
With what?
With the money we're getting from the plate.
But, Martha, we're not getting any money. The whole thing's a fraud.
Oh, the bidding is already up to 30,000, so it shows what you know.
Martha, what's happened to you? You've lost your head. You're not going to get any money. Joe B. This is to be his greatest stunt.
Will, if you speak one more word against Joe B., I'll never talk to you again in my life.
Well, Will, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you, a deputy sheriff, doing in a saloon?
Well, I came here to get a drink. You came here to get drunk. Two different things.
Well, happy days.
You won't find happy days in the bottom of that glass. Will, what's it all about?
Martha, you see, Lester, Joe B's gonna make her and me the laughingstock of this town. This royal plate stunt of his, he'll make Martha look like such a fool. And when it suits him, he'll tell everybody how he worked.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Remember when I told you he was progressing from a hot foot and exploding cigars? The stunts would get grander and more elaborate, more expensive?
Yeah, but you have to have proof, Will.
I have the best proof in the world. The feeling in my bones.
Okay, maybe you're right. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Yes. Yes, I do know. This is a showdown that has to come. I tried to keep peace. I went out of my way. But this thing between Joe B. and me, it's got to be settled, finally.
No, Will, don't be hasty.
Well, you're the one who said it originally, Lester. You remember when he pulled the turtle trick? You said I'd have to stop him, and I said no. Well, I see now that was just appeasement on my part.
But what do you plan to do?
Oh, I can't discuss that with the deputy sheriff.
Morning, folks. Here's your usual mail from their royalties and the rest of it.
Thank you, Mr. Pearly. Good day.
What's the price today, Miss Tatum?
Oh, you'll be informed in due time, Mr. Pearly. Now, what's this? Oh, Mrs. Tatum, on behalf of a free Serenia, we beg you not to sell the plate to either the Grand Duke or the Prince. This plate, the symbol of authority, should be given to the Committee for a Free Serenia. We have no money, but you will be amply repaid by the goodness of your deed. What do you suppose this is all about?
Oh, you're at it. It's fantastic. Give them the platter.
Give them?
Well, yes, certainly. They deserve it.
Now, I know why the Duke and the Prince kept bidding. Evidently, the party that has the plate has the claim to being the legitimate government. Oh, I'll have to show this to Joe B. He puts a new perspective on things. Oh, this plate, it's no longer worth thousands. It's the fate of a nation. It's worth millions.
But if we believe in freedom and justice and liberty...
Oh, but we do. We certainly do.
Well, then we should give this to the people, not sell it.
Oh, you should never let sentiment interfere with business.
Is that something you learned from Joe B?
Well, it's certainly something you never learned. What do you think, Joe B?
Well, Martha, it's got to be a crank. This thing has been in the papers. Obviously, somebody's trying to cash in on it. Look, forget it. Here's what we're going to do, Martha. We'll invite the Grand Duke and the Prince to come here, say, on Saturday, and they can bid. Winner gets the plate.
Oh, I better answer it, Joe B.
Hi, folks. Just one letter today. What's the bid, Nan?
Oh, you won't miss a thing, I promise you, Mr. Pearlie. Good day.
Good day.
Oh, this envelope, it looks the same as the one I got the other day. It is the same. Listen, dear Mrs. Tatum, the plate belongs to the people. We will use any means to recover it. If you refuse to let us have it... The Committee for a Free Serenia.
Well, that settles it.
Settles what?
This can be dangerous.
Oh, Will, I tell you, it's a crime.
I won't have that plate in my house.
Now, just a minute. It's as much my house as yours.
No, wait. I will take custody of the plate for you, Martha. I'm handling the negotiations anyhow.
Oh, well, it'll probably be safer with you.
Now, we'll set the time and place for the Prince and Grand Duke to arrive. Tell them to bring plenty of money.
Well, you mean you're going to disregard this letter? How can you?
Well... I better be getting along. Got plenty of details to tend to. Let me have the plate.
But
we'll talk later.
Goodbye, folks, and Will. Don't be so nervous.
Martha, get out of it.
Out of what?
Give the plate to the committee, whoever they are.
And give up $1 million?
Martha, there isn't any $1 million. Come Saturday, you'll be waiting for the phony prince and the Grand Duke, and nobody will show up. And then Joe B will start laughing out loud in public and start telling how he did it.
Well, let me show you how wrong you are. You say the Grand Duke is phony, the Prince is phony, the plate is phony.
Yes.
Then if it's all phony, why isn't the Committee for Freedom or whatever phony too? You see? You can't answer that.
Well, from here on, a lot of things can't be answered. Because that night, I was sitting in my office. I got a call from Letitia Haas, a Liberian who lives down the street from Joe B.
Lester, you better come quick. I think I've seen someone prowling around the outside of Joe B's house. And I'm not sure, but I think he might have had a gun.
But just as I arrived at Joe B's house, I heard... I jumped out of the car. I ran into the house. Yeah, there was the heavy smell of cordite. A gun had gone off in here. And in the living room, lying dead on the floor, was Joe B. Yeah, all 300 pounds of Joe B. Dead.
The plate, you say the plate's gone, Lester?
Yeah, it's gone, Martha.
Oh, then the committee, whoever they were, came there and killed him. Oh, poor Joe B.
Yeah, poor Joe B.
You better lie down, dear.
Yes.
Before you do, Martha, you say you were asleep when it happened, and Will...
Yes, Will and I went to sleep at the same time.
I see. Go get some rest, Martha.
Yes, I will.
Did you kill him, Will?
Why would I kill him?
Well, let us say you went over to his house.
Why?
To offer him a way out. Get rid of the plate by giving it to the committee or whatever. This means that poor Martha isn't left with egg on her face, waiting for the nobility to show up and offer her millions. He refuses. He wants you and her to be humiliated completely. So you shoot him.
Now, Lester, why should I shoot the man who's helping my wife to become a millionaire?
Will, you told me it had come to a showdown. You or him. His practical jokes had forced one of you to kill the other.
Oh, but he reformed. He no longer played jokes.
And what do you call his plate thing?
Who says that's a joke? The names are real? Who says the letters are a fake? Who says the plate is a fake? It's gone, so we'll never know. You call the hotels in New York and Chicago. The Prince and the Duke, dead register there.
No, but we know...
What do we know? Lester, we only know that my wife bought a plate at a flea market. From then on, she received a number of letters. One of them was threatening. And as a result, Joe B. was killed. The plate is gone and the whole thing is all over. Now, can we let it rest at that?
Well, I suppose we'll have to let it rest at that.
And there the matter rested. And who knows the truth? Was it a genuine antique plate? Did the royal houses and the revolutionaries try to recover it? Did Will write the last letters himself? If he did, he'd be a fool to tell. And basically, why should we even press him? Well, we'll have something interesting to tell you in just a few moments.
Headquarters, St. Louis, Missouri.
The boy who cried wolf is a favorite fable for children, but it has its most serious applications. After all, adults who cry wolf, by virtue of their very age, have been crying it longer than children. So, here you had Joe B., Joseph B. Jefferson, a practical joker all his life. Had he reformed in the end, or was this his last and greatest stunt? Our cast included Hans Conried, Ian Martin, Rainer Rayburn, and Joe Silver. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I'll bet your checkbook has a six-figure balance.
Well, I'll have to think about it.
I'm sorry, doll. I want the money. It's 11:30. Meet you at Collie's cupboard at 5. Hand over the cash and rest easy.
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, you're rotten to the core. Every blackmailer is. One payment means another until I couldn't pay.
I won't be greedy.
You say you're a sick man.
Just look at me. One foot in the grave.
If you die...
Don't count on it. The arrangement I've just proposed has already made me feel wonderful. With money in my pocket, I'll be a new man.
And if I refuse, you expose the story.
Uh-huh.
Even though you'd be arrested.
Of course. What have I got to lose?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
everywhere. Bright and beautiful music. KIXI AM and FM, Seattle. CBS News. It's being reported that the United States has sent a carefully worded message to Hanoi through a foreign government saying that Washington is willing to begin talks with Vietnamese officials that could eventually lead to a normalization of relations. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The story reported by the Associated Press says the feeler to Hanoi was probably made through France. AP quotes U.S. officials as saying Paris is considered a possible site for such talks, and that American officials say the first order of business would be settling the fate of Americans still listed as missing in action. More news in a moment.
I won't buy anything else, and I usually have two packages in the house, one that I'm using and one on reserve, so that I shouldn't run out.
I'm Don Morrow, talking with Mrs. Sally Mandel, an obvious Fleischmann's margarine fan. What's so special about Fleischmann's, Sally?
It has 100% corn oil, and corn oil is up there as being one of the highest in polyunsaturates, besides the fact that it tastes good.
Of course, Fleischmann's is low in saturated fat and has no cholesterol.
Anything that might be low in cholesterol interests me.
Is your husband aware of serum cholesterol?
Oh, he's very much aware of cholesterol.
Well, Fleischmann's can be a delicious part of a total dietary program to reduce serum cholesterol. How long have you used Fleischmann's?
Years and years.
Is price a factor?
No, not when it comes to my family. If I just gave them any old thing, they would eat any old thing. But I give them the Fleischmann's.
Listen to Sally and buy Fleischmann's 100% corn oil margarine.
Perfect to me right now.
The United Nations Security Council voted Thursday night on a resolution criticizing the Israeli administration of Jerusalem and the Arab territories. U.S. Ambassador William Scranton, who had voiced some American displeasure with Israel on that matter several days ago, cast the veto, saying it would not be in the interest of promoting an overall peace settlement. In a change of long-standing American policy, the Pentagon is planning to sell some military equipment to Egypt. The Cairo government is to receive six C-130 military transport planes, the first sale of its kind to Egypt in over two decades. President Ford has asked Congress for the $135 million he wants to inoculate every American against an expected outbreak of flu late this year. Some state health officials are expressing reservations about the need for this campaign, but others are with the president on this, including Nebraska's Dr. Paul Stays.
I think that it's one of these things that if you wait to see what happens, and if this is in truth a dangerous virus, well, there is no such thing as taking precautionary measures when you're in the grips of an epidemic. It has to be anticipatory.
Dr. Stays is the director of the Nebraska Health Department's Division of Disease Control. In Argentina, the military junta, which overthrew President Isabel Perón 2 days ago, says it is temporarily suspending the right to strike. The junta also banned five left-wing organizations. Military sources in Buenos Aires also say as many as 1,200 people have been detained in the coup. The Concorde supersonic airliner has won a round in Congress. By a vote of 50-31, the Senate has rejected an attempt to ban the Concorde from U.S. airspace. The vote followed heated debate, including a charge by Senator Cannon of Nevada, who called the Concorde a marvelous development and said that arguments against it are pure rubbish. Now this.
Did this ever happen to you? You see or hear an ad like this. Dining room set, only $99. But when you get to the store, they tell you, we already sold it. Or instead, they show you a set that's in really bad shape. And then they try to sell you another set for $299. This is Gene King for the Council of Better Business Bureaus. And this practice is known as bait and switch. Something is advertised for a very low price. That's the bait, and they don't intend to sell it. And then the salesman tries to sell you something more expensive, and that's the switch. Bait and switch is illegal. Don't fall for it. Here's how to protect yourself. Be suspicious of any attempt by the salesman to sell you something you're not really interested in. If the salesman refuses to show you the advertised item, take your business elsewhere. And if you have any doubts at all about making a purchase, don't sign anything until you've checked out the offer completely.
Whatever happened to Boris Spassky, the Russian chess champ dethroned by an American? In Moscow, Dennis Blewett tells us.
the former world chess champion, Boris Spassky, is being allowed to travel outside the Soviet Union for the first time since the summer of 1974. Spassky was in disgrace after he lost his world title to Bobby Fischer in 1972, and he displeased the Soviet authorities further by falling in love with an attractive French girl working at the French embassy here. But after divorcing his second wife and marrying the French girl last September, Spassky's chess form improved, and he's been picked by the International Chess Federation to play in the Philippines in June in an elimination tournament to find a challenger to current world champion Anatoly Karpov, also of the Soviet Union. But although the Soviet government is loosening the reins on Spassky, it still keeps him under control, for he's being allowed to go to the Philippines only as one of the official Soviet party, where he will, of course, be under surveillance. Spassky says he is still waiting for an answer to his application made last month to take an independent trip to France to meet his wife's relatives for the first time. Dennis Blewett for CBS News, Moscow.
This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
I'm Ben Franklin, and once again I quote from the Wisdom of Poor Richard's Almanac on fresh air. Methuselah, the man who lived the longest, was supposed to have preserved his health by sleeping always in the open air. When he was 500 years old, an angel said to him, "Arise, Methuselah, and build thee a house, for thou shalt live yet 500 years more." But Methuselah answered, "If I am to live but 500 years longer, it is not worthwhile to build me a house. I will sleep outdoors as I have been used to." And now, some wisdom from a modern source.
When did you last look at your homeowner's insurance coverage? In the past 10 years, building costs have doubled. That means what was fully covered 10 years ago is only half covered today. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Store. For your nearest store, just see an agent listed under the Continental Insurance Soldier in the Yellow Pages.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The time, 11:06.
Your companion, 24 hours a day. Beautiful music from KIXI.